This week's ministry update from president and founder of Capital Ministries, Ralph Drollinger, is entitled Newsweek Hits New Low, Calls Christian Beliefs Superstitions. Should an intolerant writer who is unable to understand, respect, and write honestly and truthfully about the beliefs of people with whom she does not agree, be trusted with stories that challenge her own presuppositions? Setting the record straight. A recent Newsweek story written by Nina Burleigh about Ralph Drollinger is a factually inaccurate and inflammatory hit piece that is based on the writer's personal opinion and boldly and inappropriately presented as news. The piece is comprised of innuendo, personal attacks that compare Drollinger to murdering terrorists, condemnation and mocking of Christian beliefs, and incendiary and misleading wording that deceive the reader. The story was written by a writer who once said she would give sexual favors to Bill Clinton, quote, just to thank him for keeping abortion legal, end quote, and who ran from a church she was visiting with, quote, the hair standing up, end quote, on the back of her neck, after the congregation was encouraged to fight for the lives of the unborn. One would question this writer's qualifications, her judgment, and her ability to be fair. But this is the reporter that Newsweek assigned to write stories about a pastor who was dedicated to teaching the Word of God. Opinion and malice, not fact. The story was published on Halloween with the sly headline, quote, Trump cabinet spiritual advisor shares his views and some find them spooky, end quote. According to the story, those who found the views spooky were limited to Burleigh and one unnamed source. The story contains a picture of men praying with and for President Donald Trump. The cut line reads, and I do quote, Evangelicals lay their hands on President Donald Trump at the White House in September. The man who advises President Donald Trump's 9 fundamentalist cabinet members has shared his favorite superstitions, including that Earth was created in 6 days and that women cannot teach men, end quote. To call someone's religious beliefs superstitions is disrespectful, mocking, openly malicious, and shocking to anyone who holds dear the conviction that we are all entitled to our own beliefs and that we have a right to express them. That this attack was published by a once major news source would be unbelievable if Newsweek had not become known for such irreverent and inaccurate pieces. Questions persist. Should an intolerant writer who is unable to understand, respect, and write honestly and truthfully about the beliefs of people with whom she does not agree with, be trusted with stories that challenge her own presuppositions? Are only those people who share Burleigh's beliefs considered by her to be credible and worthy of respect? How would Burleigh write of the convictions of devout Muslims who believe what the Quran teaches, there is no deity but Allah? Would those beliefs be considered superstitious also, or are only Christians, in particular the targets of Burleigh's open attacks? Belief in Bible inerrancy called superstitious. Drollinger is a pastor with deeply held convictions. He believes the Bible is the Word of God and without error. Regarding six-day creation, the Bible says, Thus the heavens and the earth were completed, and all their hosts. By the seventh day God completed his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Genesis 2, verses 1 through 2. Regarding what the Bible says about men only as preachers, among many scriptures about this subject is, It is a trustworthy statement if any man aspires to the office of overseer. It is a fine work he desires to do. An overseer, then, must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, prudent, respectable, hospitable, able to teach. 1 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 16. Note the pronoun he, the word overseer, in Greek episkopos, as used in the New Testament, relates to leadership in the church. While this may not sit well with today's ultra-feminist, among many scripture that deals with this issue is, but I want you to understand that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of a woman, and God is the head of Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:3. A woman must quietly receive instruction with entire submissiveness, but I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet. 1 Timothy 2, verses 11 through 12. These scriptures are in the Bible, New American Standard Bible. That is a fact. While Berlay may not agree with what the Bible says, common courtesy, decency to a fellow human being, and journalistic fairness demand that she at least show respect to those who do. Journalists do make things up. Berlay writes, quote, Drolinger doesn't talk to American journalists because, like the president, he feels they just make things up, end quote. His office declined to participate in Newsweek's cover story on God and Trump, for example, using the excuse that he was hiking in the Sierras. But he agreed to an extensive interview with a reporter from the German daily Welt am Sonntag, possibly because he hopes to expand his evangelical NGO in Germany. Drolinger doesn't feel journalists make things up. He knows they do. Here are some recent headlines. Number one, New York Times forced to admit 2017 U.S. intelligence agency's narrative is fake news. Number two, at CNN, retracted story leaves an elite reporting team bruised. Three, Daily Mail publishes retraction to a story at the center of Melania Trump lawsuit. And number four, Washington Post appends Russian propaganda fake news story, admits it may be fake. And there are many that involve Berlay's employer Newsweek. On October the 5th, 2017, story by Brian Flood of Fox News carried this headline, Newsweek retracts story filled with fake news about Vegas shooter's girlfriend. The story also said, and I do quote, Newsweek has now issued at least 20 corrections in 2017, including at least one per month, and even has a page on its website dedicated to its mistakes. The magazine admitted to over 50 mistakes last year, and even apologized for a story that praised an assault on white nationalist Richard Spencer earlier this year. Mistakes are so common at Newsweek that every digital article features a, quote, submit correction, end quote, option beneath the text. Drolinger was hiking. Berlay wrote, quote, his office declined to participate in Newsweek's cover story on God and Trump. For example, using the excuse that he was hiking in the Sierras, end quote. Here's the truth. Drolinger did not participate in the interview because he was on his annual hike of the 215-mile John Muir Trail that starts in Yosemite National Park and continues through the Ansel Adams Wilderness, Sequoia National Park, Kings Canyon National Park, and ends at the highest peak in the continental United States, Mount Whitney, at 14,496 feet. It is an arduous climb. He also didn't participate in the interview because he did not wish to. Berlay wrote, quote, but he agreed to an extensive interview with a reporter from the German daily Welt am Sonntag, possibly because he hopes to expand his evangelical NGO into Germany, end quote. Yes, Drolinger did. Berlay's complaint sounds like professional jealousy. Perhaps this is why Berlay appropriated wholesale the work of another, German reporter Lukas Wiegelmann, and passed it off as her own. Malicious, defamatory, and libelous. Berlay wrote this, quote, after reading the interview, a spokesman for Americans United for Separation of Church and State said Drolinger and his flock are one step removed from a Christian fundamentalist version of ISIS, end quote. Not exactly an unbiased source, Americans United for Separation of Church and State is hostile to religious organizations. It boasts on its website that it works in concert with national media to derail, quote, the radical agenda, end quote, of Pat Robertson's Christian Coalition, Dr. James Dobson's Focus on the Family, and the Family Research Council. Why does Burleigh refuse to name the Americans United for Separation of Church and State's spokesman? Is the person ashamed of this libelous quote and is hiding behind anonymity? How credible is an unnamed source, or is the person a made-up source? The website for Americans United for Separation of Church and State says, quote, "We envision an America where everyone can freely choose a faith and support it voluntarily, or follow no religious or spiritual path at all, and where the government does not promote religion over non-religion or favor one faith over another," end quote. Is Drollinger the only person in America whom this organization believes does not have a right to freely follow his faith? To allow an unnamed source to malign someone in a story, especially without asking the person being attacked for comment, is irresponsible and journalistic malpractice. In a barbarous act of bully journalism, Burleigh marries in the mind of the reader vicious, murderous terrorists who blow people up with bombs, slaughter the innocent with assault weapons and mass killings from shopping malls to concert halls, and slit the throats of anyone who does not agree with them, with a pastor who wants to teach the Word of God. And this is journalism? Manipulation by word choice. Manipulating by word choice is a sneaky way a writer can influence the reader to embrace her own opinions that she is cunningly, or in this case, openly forwarding. Here are some other examples of that technique in Burleigh's story. Burleigh wrote, quote, "In time for Halloween, the man who advises President Donald Trump's 9 fundamentalist cabinet members has shared his favorite superstitions," end quote. The very approach mocks Drollinger, a pastor, and tells the reader very clearly that superstitions are equivalent to Christian beliefs. Burleigh also wrote, quote, "His office declined to participate in Newsweek's cover story on God and Trump, for example, using the excuse that he was hiking in the Sierras," end quote. By using the word excuse instead of explanation, the writer urges the reader to doubt Drollinger's credibility and honesty. Burleigh wrote, quote, "He believes the forgery-riddled biblical archaeology field has proven the Bible true," end quote. Forgery-riddled is neither defined nor verified. The reader is left with an unfavorable impression of biblical archaeology that is based solely on the writer's unsubstantiated charge. While Burleigh authored a book on biblical archaeology and forgery in Israel, her Newsweek story offered no specifics to refute points on archaeology made by Drollinger. Rather, she uses vague inference for broad brush condemnation. Commentary. Writers who are unable to credibly and honorably write about someone whose opinions don't mirror their own are not journalists. They are hacks. Magazines and newspapers that print such drivel should not be read. They should be used to wrap 3-day-old fish.